Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 1st, 2012. In cryptid news, last week we heard rumors of a Loch Ness Monster in Siberia. Now there is a dragon in the Himalayas. Kashmir residents reported seeing a large lizard roaming the streets. While it wasn't described as a dragon that is flying around, some feel it could be a Komodo dragon or other large species of lizard. Large lizards do not live in the cold Himalayan region, and authorities suspect this is probably a monitor lizard that either hitched a ride into Kashmir or was released into the wild recently. 2,600 miles east of Moscow lies Kararovo in Siberia. In this area, there were three separate Yeti sightings within a week. Two different parties watched a small group of Yeti walking at a distance, but both groups were initially confused about what they were looking at, but soon realized these were the creatures known as the Abominable Snowman. A third witness was a forestry inspector who wanted to remain anonymous. In UFO news, a UFO conference held September 22nd and 23rd at the National Atomic Testing Museum in Las Vegas was a site for a promised bombshell about UFO information. Well, the information, well, it turned out to be more of an accusation. Former Air Force Colonel Charles Holt accused the United States government of covering up information about potential alien visitations, as well as the formation of a secret agency that was created to deal with the visits. Holt served as the deputy base commander at the Royal Air Force Bentwaters Air Force Base in England and was witness to several UFO incidents in Rendlesham Forest in December of 1980. A UFO has been sighted once again on the all-too-reliable source for unidentified objects, that being Google Earth. A woman in Jacksonville, Texas, noticed a UFO in the bright skies of Texas near her hometown. What is the object? Well, many crazy ideas have been tossed around, even the ridiculous claim that it could be a lens flare. Well, the photo of the object is pointed at the sun, so a lens flare is more than likely the explanation. It makes more sense than a giant UFO passing over a Texas city in broad daylight with absolutely no witnesses.
No, those are UFOs.
And in other news, Spaceport America, created by Britain-based Virgin Group, is the world's first commercial port designed for space travel and is located in New Mexico. The first phase of building the spaceport is complete, and as Richard Branson, the chairman of Virgin, celebrates his success at building the port, there are actually several others that will soon be complete that are built by competitors. A new branch of the Virgin brand has also been created. In addition to the Virgin Atlantic Airlines, the jump into space has created the new Virgin Galactic. The company has been taking deposits for reservations for its flight since 2005, and the current price is a mere $200,000, with a refundable $20,000 deposit, and they state the price will eventually drop even further. The privatized commercial travel into space is about to launch. And tomorrow night, October 2nd, I will be appearing at the North Royalton branch of the Cuyahoga County Public Library and will be speaking on the subject of cryptozoology. That event takes place at 7 p.m. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on SharkRadioNetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.